Thank you. Nice to be here.
Oh, my pleasure speaking to you. I know your background with basketball, and you know you've even played for the Ladies Heat, which is a decent level of basketball, and you've gone back to netball. 8 years between wins for the Redcliffe A grade team. When you took up the role as coach, playing coach, what did you do? Did you just strip it back and start again bare? Because you never had much of a basis to work off, did you?
Yeah, so I was really impressed with them last year when we played them. They had a good junior base to begin with, but they're very quite young. So I was just trying to bring in a few more experienced people around them just to help guide them over the next few years. It's not about instant success. It's about the next 4 or 5 years as well. So it's just building a solid base for the future, not just this year.
Oh, Steph, you already sound like a coach. You know that?
Look, I've had a few experiences.
Now, with the success that hadn't been there at Redcliffe, was it easy to attract some of your... Well, you obviously knew the players you brought with you, but was it easy to get them to come along and buy into the story?
Yeah, look, it was... We haven't brought in too many players. Most of them are still locals or their kids are at the club, so it's not like I've gone out and approached people from other clubs and stolen anyone. So, yeah, it was good they had, like, a good junior base, and then just bringing in like literally three more senior players just around them, just to, you know, help guide them for the next few years.
Was there a stage during, you know, early during your pre-season, or like even a few weeks ago, was there a moment that you went, you know, we're not far away here?
Yeah, I reckon we had a great pre-season. Everyone showed up and we were looking good, and then we did the pre-season match out at Merbein, and just that first time playing together, literally it was like, okay, we've got potential here and we're going to win some games this year.
Steph, for an outsider like myself that played a lot of football and actually played a little bit of mixed netball at high school, it's a high-octane, high-paced sport. Is there many set plays in netball? Do you work on set plays?
Yeah, definitely. We have structure. I find that the juniors work a lot better with structure to work around. So we have kind of set rules, and that way it just makes it easier playing the game. You're not trying to think of too many things. You know where you need to be or where the ball needs to be, just to help, you know, especially with those juniors in our team, just to help know they don't have to think about too much. It's pretty much drilled into them that they know what to do now.
Are the junior numbers still strong at Redcliffe?
Yeah, it's kind of hard at most clubs because they get to the age where they go to uni and you lose half the team. So they'll play up till about 18 and then they'll tend to go away to uni and you won't have the age group between about 18 and 25. But if they stay in the region, then that's good. You can keep them and develop them a lot further. But, yeah, it's just that hard age group to get people to stay in this region.
Yeah, I think historically... as well, you're spot on the money, and I think historically that's been a problem for a long time as well. But you know, we continue to go on and roll on and probably bat above our weight division a little bit. We do pretty outstanding in a lot of areas. In football, a lot of people argue that it's either your forward line or your back line that turns you into a good team. What is it in netball? What's the secret to being a really solid unit in netball?
Yeah, I agree. It's just the connection from the back line, like from the defence to the attack, because obviously you have to get the ball from one to the other. So it's just that connection. It's being strong. You don't have to have the best players. It's about working together and knowing each other's strengths and working to those strengths the whole way down the court.
And that sort of connection, that sort of bond where you almost can think, well, you do, when you become a really good team, you know what your teammates thinking. That doesn't come overnight, Steph, does it?
No, it's definitely something you work towards, and it's just about getting to know each other outside of netball as well, being able to build that bond so then you know each other off the court and on the court.
Yeah, well, I think off the court, a lot of people don't mention that when I interview them on the show. A lot of people don't mention about off the court, but do you girls get together very often socially or at all?
Yeah, we've already had a couple of social functions before the year began to get to know each other because we've got quite a few new people at the club. So we got all the netballers together and had a function, and we have quite a few functions throughout the year that we get together with just netballers and footballers because we're such a big club team. So we've already had functions where it's all netballers, all footballers, and then we've just had a netballers one. So, yeah, just to get to know each other, and, you know, it's about having fun. It's not just about the seriousness of the game. it's fun and enjoyable as well.
Yeah, if you're not having a little bit of a laugh and a bit of fun, you don't know your teammate on a social side. Yeah, it does tend to get all too serious, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it is a high league, but at the same time, if you're not enjoying playing sport, you're not going to play well, is what I find.
Is there you got any interleague commitments this year, or has the netball done the same as the football, decided to skip that for a season and have an uninterrupted run?
Yeah, it looks like they've skipped it for this season so we can have an uninterrupted run, especially with the weird start to the season. It'll be good just to keep playing.
Yeah, actually, the Redcliffe Football Netball Club didn't draw much of a straw at the start of the season, did you? You're part of the split round, and then you had the bye. It was pretty mad.
Yeah, so we played Easter Saturday and then pretty much had 3 weeks off before our game that we played on the weekend. So, yeah, it felt like a staggered start to the season.
That's hard in any sport, Steph, but I'd imagine in netball where you want to get on a little bit of a routine on a week-in, week-out basis, it would be almost like you're starting again.
Yeah, we kind of took the first one nearly as a practice match because it was so long between games and such a weird lead-up. So we took the first one as, we'll play it, treat it as a practice match. We're not going to take it too seriously. We'll take some, you know, we'll get some positives out of it. If we win, it's a bonus. But we took that first one as just easing our way into the season, especially because we had quite a few away that first week.
I know you've had a little bit of coaching experience before, but has it been everything you thought it would be?
Oh, it's had its moments, and I'm sure it will still have its moments.
Yep.
I find coaching, I like coaching. I've always liked being able to help juniors along the way. Just finding coaching and playing quite different. I feel like if I was just coaching, then I'd find it a lot easier. But being a playing coach, I'm still trying to find my little niche and work around it.
That was actually my next question to you. It's a lot of people say that it's hard to get your head around when you're playing as well, and it's even worse, they say, when you're having a bad day yourself.
Yes, we will. Haven't had too much of a bad day yet, but I'm sure that'll come. But yeah, it's just finding it hard to be able to gauge the game while I'm in the game is the hard part at the moment. But we will get used to it. And I've got a lot of support around me within the team as well and on the sidelines. So, yeah, there's lots of help for me at the club.
Yeah, it's a different look, isn't it? You're out there in amongst the action and it's hard. Like you said, it is really hard to gauge what's actually going on. You really need that extra set of eyes on the sideline and say, hey, Steph, we can see this. You probably haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
But with experience, that'll come too, Steph. The more games you do as a playing coach, you'll end up, you know, you'll have gone through all variations of a game and you'll know what's going on in the end of it.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, yeah, getting a few more games under our belt just so then, yeah, I can find that little, you know, how to do both at the same time and not affect my game or not affect the coaching.
Steph, I'm almost out of time. It's been great to catch up with you this afternoon. 8 years without a win would be enough to drive most clubs to, you know, to despair and really struggle for numbers. But you know, you've gone out there as playing coach, and you've got a side together and you've put a win on the board within the first month of the season. Well done, and let's hope that there's a few more before now in September.
Yeah, thanks. We're hoping for a few more wins for the rest of the year now. One win was the aim and we got that early on, so now we'll be pushing for a lot more wins.
Nah, it's great, Steph. And you've got Robinvale at Robinvale this week. It's always a tough gig to go down the highway, isn't it?
Yeah, they're always a tough side, especially at home. So, yeah, it'll be another great match for us this weekend and test where we are at with our game.
Nah, another great opportunity for put another win on the board, Steph.
Yes. If we can play like we did on the weekend, I'm confident we'll get another win.
Nah, fantastic. Thanks for joining us on the program and you know, best of luck for the rest of the year. Let's hope the injury curse stays away from the Redcliffe Netball Club and you know, you can be somewhere around the mark at the end of the year.
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan.
Thanks, Stephanie. Thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.